All right, well, it's Wednesday, June 5th, 2019, and this is our 2 o'clock meeting of the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening as the 4-H Extension Service District here in the BCC Conference Room. So, you can see that we have an agenda that's aimed at you, the 4-H Extension Service District. What would you like to tell us?
So this meeting...
You might, for the record, just say your names.
Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, Sue Hunt, 4-H Program Coordinator and County Leader.
Willie Riggs, I'm the Regional Director, Oregon State University Extension Service. And for this county, serve as the Budget Officer for the Service District.
Aha. Okay.
And so we met previously with the committee, comprised of the board and the three lay people from the community to propose our budget, which was accepted. And now we're at this meeting for a public hearing to receive public comment. And at the discretion of the board, adopt the district's budget and do any other business.
All right, well then, let's convene as the governing body of Josephine County 4-H Extension Service District and open up the budget hearing and start accepting public comment on the 2019-2020 district budget. Anyone?
Trish?
I concur.
I love it. Well, then I'd like to close the public comment on this and look for budget adoption at the discretion of the governing body. Can adopt the district's 2019-2020 budget, which makes appropriations, imposes, and categorizes taxes.
I'd make a motion that we adopt the district's 2019-2020 budget.
Okay. I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. I guess at the beginning I could have mentioned that our normal chair, Lily Morgan, is not here. I should have mentioned that. Is there any other business
so
that this governing body should have?
It was my understanding, Commissioners, that also that we have the resolution. Can we do that at this meeting too? Or do we hold another meeting to accept the resolution for this? Or is that what the motion just was? Just for my clarification.
Let me look real quick.
That would be...
Trish, I'm not sure
I think
how it was
we don't have to read it. All we have to do is sign it. I think once we voted on it.
We just voted on it.
Yeah, so all we have to do is sign the resolution.
I guess we could make a, just for the record, we could make a motion.
To approve the resolution?
To approve the resolution.
It might be belt and suspenders, but that could be okay with me.
Yeah, okay. I make a motion that we accept the adoption of the 2019-2020 budget, making appropriations, imposing and categorizing taxes for Josephine County 4-H Extension District resolution of the governing body.
All right, and I'd second that motion. Any discussion?
No further discussion for me.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So the resolution carries 2-0, and surely the budget is now passed. So, anything you'd like to tell us about it? Just anecdotal?
I think we're set. I'll work with Sue over the next couple of weeks. We discussed in the meeting about the possibility of looking into a vehicle, and I'll run the numbers again and send Sue the spreadsheet just so we can start analyzing that to see if it's an option or not.
Yep.
Okay.
And I did receive an email from Helena. And she is talking to the folks at Three Rivers Maintenance. One of those guys has talked to Public Works and has some rough figures. So they're in the process of looking at the parking lot.
Okay. Okay.
I went out there and looked at it, and really that parking lot's not in bad shape over there where you are. The only place that's bad shape is going in the deal, going into that bus shed. I think we ought to be leaning a little bit on the school district to say, hey, you need to...
With the big double rig.
Little cap and trade out there and get that done, because your folks' area, after we had our last meeting, I took a little field trip out there. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary over here. See, it's old. I'm not arguing with that.
Yeah.
But it's not something that, there's no potholes in your section. Your potholes are at,
right where that traffic is.
Right into the bus wheel. So.
And I have found that the 18 and 20 wheelers do like to come in there occasionally on the weekends and just park anywhere.
Uh-huh.
They just pull in wherever and park their vehicles and disappear. Because I'm there on the weekends occasionally and I see them. So.
We've got a couple of
it's like a parking ride?
It's, yeah, I don't know. It becomes a parking lot during the weekends. So.
That's odd. And an 18-wheeler turning around in there on that old pavement is going to tear it up too. Which,
yep.
But we're looking at, you know, a couple of different long-range maybe fixes for that. So I don't know whether it'll come about. It's a huge lift.
I was just giving you guys.
Yeah. Well, that's something we certainly want to take a look at.
Yeah.
But if we, you know, in part of the master plan, of course, is going to encapsulate all of that.
Right.
So I think, you know, we're going to be in pretty good shape. But, you know, and I'd like to, you know, really, let's start looking real seriously at doing something for a different building for you, different location. I think that would be really swell.
Well, and you never know what's going to happen there, but some or all of those spaces might be in play.
Mm-hmm.
Over when the master plan comes out, we'll have a better look. But that maybe it could be a everybody moves to the other location together. You know, I don't know what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a number of different conceptions going on out there as to what that would be. You know, one of them is closing the entrance to 199, which mm-hmm. ODOT would just love that. Mm-hmm. But in exchange for that, I think we should have done that when we did the when they took out the offshoot going across over to the fairgrounds technical line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when they did that, we should have said, you need to make us a new entrance into the fairgrounds offering gap and build a new midway into there that tees in with the existing midway. So there, but one of the big elements, and we met with Places, the consultants working on the
master
and the big thing, I mean, make sure that parking is a huge issue for that fairground going forward, in more ways than one.
Yeah.
You know, we've had enough experience with those consultants that if you don't say it, they don't look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you go back out and say, "Well, I don't see anything in here on parking." Well, you didn't say anything.
You didn't
about
mention
parking.
It. Yeah.
Well, horse racing is going to now have, the fair is going to now have horse racing, more horse racing, and soccer.
Yeah.
And so the parking needs don't just center around the fair anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we used to be able to close
one,
that.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
And
for
if
some
it's
of
a one time,
one
time a year event, you can do the shuttle thing or whatever it takes. But when you turn it into every day, or a lot more days.
Daily, when that thing becomes an event center daily, that's going to be an issue. So
yes.
It is in their scope.
Good.
Well, anything else for the good of the order? Will we not see you guys
tomorrow?
Or?
Klamath Falls. Mm-hmm. Do you live in Klamath Falls?
I live south by the airport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, south of town, about 2 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are we adjourned?
We could be. All right. Then I say we are adjourned. It's 2:09.